Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time is 12 noon. 77 degrees outside, that's right around our high for the day. Expected to stay that warm with partly sunny skies for your Wednesday. The Random Lake School District is recovering from a recent theft of hundreds of iPads and other tablets, allegedly by a district employee. Last Friday, the district informed the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department of the theft, which involved more than 500 items worth around $180,000. Superintendent Tom Malstead said the tablets are part of the district's educational environment, and his focus now is to get tablets back into students' hands as soon as possible.
We've already received the ACES devices for the middle school. We're configuring them now and charging them up, and we hope to have the iPads within several days so we can continue that process, hopefully get them to the students by the end of the week or at the very latest the middle of next week.
The alleged suspect has not been charged yet as an investigation is continuing. A Cascade man faces a theft charge for stealing money and jewelry from family members at a residence they share. The Sheboygan County DA's office charged 22-year-old Chase Paquette yesterday with felony repeater theft of movable property. According to the criminal complaint, Paquette's mother accused him of stealing money from a younger brother back on August 16th, along with past theft incidents at a restaurant she operates. The mother would go through his room a few days later and found a camera and jewelry items that belonged to her. When she asked Paquette about other missing jewelry items totaling over $4,000, he admitted to have sold them to a jewelry shop in the Plymouth area where they were melted down. Paquette faces a prison sentence of over 5 years if found guilty. A Waukesha man who was involved in a police standoff last December has had charges dropped. We get more from Eric Grillert.
The thought of going back there, it frightens me to death.
That's Kelly Shaw as he appeared in court Tuesday. He was involved in a standoff with police in Waukesha last December after they got a tip that he threatened his wife. The district attorney says his office has done everything it can to protect the community.
We can't lock them up forever, and even if we could, I don't think it's appropriate. When you're dealing with mental illness, it's better to go some route that tries to treat the underlying problems.
Shaw's attorney says his client would have a longer record if he was a dangerous man. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A Sheboygan man faces several charges related to his alleged sexually explicit behavior towards his next-door neighbor last month. The county's DA's office charged 21-year-old Jalon Nelson yesterday with exposing genitals, stalking, and lewd and lascivious behavior. According to the criminal complaint, Nelson is alleged to have performed a sexually obscene act twice towards a female neighbor on North 40th Street. One of those incidents occurred when the female's infant children were present. When asked about the incidents, Nelson denied doing anything wrong. Will Congress authorize military strikes against Syria? A key Senate panel starts answering that question today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more.
Still no timeline on a vote, but for the first time, lawmakers are debating a resolution authorizing use of force against Syria.
As we've all said, I mean, this is one of the biggest issues any senator will ever weigh in on, and let's make sure we do this the right way.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee ranking Republican Bob Corker's resolution limits military action to 90 days and prohibits ground forces.
If you could ask our soldiers, are they ready for another deployment next time in Syria, they'll say not no, but hell sure. No.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul among the opponents of Syrian intervention, and now Republican John McCain warns he won't support use of force unless it's coupled with additional support for Syrian rebels. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A deadly stabbing at a Houston-area high school is being blamed on an argument that escalated into violence. Harris County Sheriff Adrian Garcia says a 17-year-old was killed and three others injured. Authorities have three persons of interest in custody. Cleveland kidnapper Ariel Castro is dead after hanging himself in his prison cell. Officials at the Correctional Reception Center in Orient, Ohio, found his body last night. Castro was sentenced last month for kidnapping, torturing, and raping three Cleveland women over the course of 11 years. About 10,500 unemployed Wisconsinites will soon lose up to 9 weeks of extended benefits. That's because the state's jobless rate has dropped below 7%. After September 14th, those who exhaust 54 weeks of total jobless benefits will not get a previously granted extension of up to 9 weeks. Wisconsin normally offers a maximum of 26 weeks of jobless benefits, but the federal government approves a number of extensions to help people cope during the Great Recession. All extended benefits are scheduled to expire on December 28th. Wisconsin dairy cows are not grazing on the best pastures. Federal officials said 56% of the state's pastures are in poor to very poor condition after the drought returned 2 months ago. Because of the lack of rain, crops could not take advantage of the hot growing weather last week, the second hottest week of the year. Crops are badly stressed. Only 45% of the Wisconsin corn is rated good to excellent. 56% of the soybeans are rated good to excellent. Fall colors are starting to make their presence in Wisconsin, and the state's tourism website has started to post its fall color report, which shows you the prettiest views. You'll find an interactive map at travelwisconsin.com. It lists the color peaks for over 100 communities. Eau Claire, Hayward, and Beaver Dam are already at 10% of their fall color peaks. DNR officials say the dry July and August have resulted in many leaves dying out and changing colors early. About a dozen other places report peaks at 5%. That does include Elkhart Lake. Well, not very fall-like today. Partly sunny skies and a high near 78. The temperatures in the 70s and sunny skies expected to last through the rest of this work week. WHBL News Time is 12:06. We're going to return back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg.